You're always going to have a good experience, Dino, if you get over to the Chicago French Market. I mean,
we talked about that. I still need to get over there and check that out.
Yeah, and now there's even another reason. It's a Hawaii-centric reason, and they've got everything from barbecue to lobster rolls to vegan selections to the best pastrami sandwich, you know, this side of the Pecos River on the planet with Fumari. And now they've got another brand-new place that brings kind of the fresh island flavors of Aloha. And this is the only place in Chicago doing this poke style. And we've got him on the line. He is on the line with us, the guy behind Aloha Poke. It's Zach Freelander. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So, Zach, obviously we love the sand, the surf, the sun, you know, but the foods of Hawaii, other than maybe thinking of fresh fish or fruit, it's kind of a mystery.
It is kind of a mystery. Most people assimilate it with spam, which, of course, is definitely on the opposite side of the spectrum of where we're
That's
going.
That's crazy. Well, no, for those listeners out there that are thinking, gee, spam, Hawaii, what's the connection? Well, you know, hundreds of years ago, you know, the native Hawaiians would go out fishing for spam, and they would bring their nets up with thousands of little cans of spam. And no, I'm just kidding. But it is something that really did catch on there.
It did. Yeah. And it's definitely caught on to the traveler culture. You know, us from the mainland heading to Hawaii, a lot of people are just, oh, spam, 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 spam. So it's pretty interesting.
Spam, super salty, but yeah, it does have, you know, a lot of fans here and there. So Aloha Poke, is spam going to be on the menu?
Right now, spam is off the menu.
Okay.
we might have a little fun with it for some specials.
Okay.
Right now, we are just keeping the menu real simple. We'll have ahi tuna and salmon. They'll both be sashimi grade. And that's it. We're going to have those two options. We'll offer them Aloha marinade style, which will be sort of your spicy chili flake, shoyu, sort of savory flavors.
Right.
And then we'll offer it naked style, which will basically be without the marinade.
Naughty. Well, yeah, no, exactly. It sounds really good. And, of course, the poke style as far as the fish goes. For those people that aren't familiar with that, explain kind of what that is and a little insight behind the name.
Yeah. So poke, traditionally, the word means to cut into tiny pieces or cube-like pieces. So we're getting anything from fish, chicken, meat. You could even do vegetarian poke. You could even do a spam poke if you really wanted to. as long as the pieces are cut into squares and sort of marinated and served with whatever. Typically, it was Maui onion and a little bit of macadamia nut. So traditionally, we've sort of veered from that traditional path on the mainland and started adding our bases like white rice and brown rice, mixed greens, kale, quinoa, and adding vegetables to that, and then topping it off with your sauces. So we've sort of added like the fat kid American approach to it, where we're going to add tasty sauces to everything and sort of elevate the flavor from there.
There's nothing wrong with tasty sauces.
There is nothing wrong with it at all.
So for the connection to the cuisine, the connection to the place, and obviously you're bringing it to Chicago French Market. But for Zach, like what made you decide to do this? Did you wake up one day on a beach in Hawaii and say, I've got to bring this food home? Or were you here saying, we've got to get some of this back here for Chicago?
You know, I wish I was on a beach in Hawaii. That sounds about nice.
just a suggestion.
Yeah, of course. You know what? I was hanging out with my business partner, and I'd been in hospitality for the past 10 years, and always thought of my own concepts. Where am I going to take them? When am I going to take the leap out of my management life and sort of go on my own? And, you know, we had I'd been to L.A. and had some more of the traditional style poke, and I'd been to Hawaii and had the more traditional style poke, and I'd been to L.A. and had a little bit more of the modern take on it. And love the flavor, love the concept. It's super fun. It's not being done here in Chicago. We're the first place opening up selling just poke in Chicago. There's a few sushi restaurants, Big and Littles does a little poke taco that's really tasty.
Yep.
And we just decided, you know what, there's market for it. Let's have some fun. Let's put out some good product and start the journey onto restaurateurship from here.
Well, you know that there's going to be a lot of fans just of what happens in Hawaii. And there's going to be fans of just that kind of cuisine, you know, like fresh fish and tasty sauces. You know, there's nobody that's, at least I don't know, of an anti-tasty sauce group out there. So you should have a lot of fans. The fact that you're doing it and being one of those pioneers doing it from the get-go as one of the first in Chicago has got to be exciting. But it's also got to be maybe like a little bit, you know, there's a little scariness in there. You want people to do it. So when you were thinking this is exactly the thing to bring here, any concept could have worked. You went with Aloha Poke.
Yeah, I did. And you're right. It is scary. From somebody who's been in, you know, management for the past few years and a bartender before that, I was used to that steady sort of income for the most part, and now really kind of jumping in and trying a new concept where the grounds are untested here in the Midwest. And a lot of people are worried, oh, how are you getting, you know, fish to the Midwest? Is seafood going to do well in the Midwest? I mean, I think it is. We're Chicagoans. We love tasty food. It's not just about Polish hot dogs and, you know, all the toppings. It's really sort of turning into a little bit more of like a, let's be a little bit more conscious on what we eat. Everyone here in the city is starting to elevate their palate, and they're growing from these high-level, high-scale restaurants to more quick-service restaurants that are a little bit more approachable for our daytime commuters.
Well, I love the concept, and you can't go wrong with the things that you have as far as the selections that you've built in from there. And I love the idea, too. I mean, to have it at Chicago French Market is a perfect place, because it is a place that it's already a destination for so many people that love and value, like, really good food. And also, and I mentioned it early on, and like, diverse options. I mean, they have everything across the whole scope. And so I think it will fit in very well. I think you're going to find an audience for it. I think you're going to find a lot of fans.
Yeah, we hope so. I think French Market's a great destination. You know, it's right in the West Loop. It's right off Randolph Street. It's really thriving. The whole neighborhood is really growing. And I think, you know, hopefully we'll make it happen. French Market is a great launch pad for any new business, and really was a great spot for us to get our feet wet, see where the brand takes us, and when it's ready to blast off, we'll find a couple more locations out there to fit us.
Well, Chicago French Market is listed as and well known as one of the great food courts, food situations of its kind in America, and I think to have it improved by one more Aloha Poke coming in very soon is going to be exciting. So for people who want to get more information about you, what you're doing, what kind of things they can expect, and of course they'll see you down there in person, but online, where can they catch you?
Yeah, you can find us at www.alohapokeco.com, or you could email me at zach@alohapokeco.com. Looking forward to having you.
Zach Friedlander from Aloha Poke, new addition to Chicago French Market, and first time bringing this cuisine to Chicago. Exciting stuff. And Zach, thanks so much for being in WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. Aloha.